Well, boys and girls, it's adults, young people, it's good to have us all together, all ages, and particularly to welcome our Girls and Boys Brigade companies to join with us today. We've just read a story that is a wonderful story, and God has got something great to teach us through it. But to help us get into it, I've been wondering this week, I wonder who the characters in TV or films are that you would love to be, or that you really like, who your favourite TV and characters, maybe some that especially maybe help other people and make a difference in the lives of other people. Now, I'm getting old, so I'm sure that I'm really out of touch, so I'm probably going to hear some names that I've never heard before. So, what are your favourite TV or film characters? They don't have to be these ones, these are just examples. These are what I know from about 20 years ago, you know, so I'm dated. What are some of your favourite TV and film characters? You want to share anything? Yes, one here. Say it again. Shout it out. Wally, really? Oh, wow, great. So he's a good guy. Who else, though? I know Wally, so John? The Mandalorian. Yeah, I know him, too. He's one of my favourites. No, definitely. And Gregor. Oh, yeah, they have got fantastic characters looking out for each other, aren't they? Another one here.
Ratatouille.
I love Ratatouille. He makes such a difference, doesn't he? Quite a character. What other favourite TV or film characters do you have? You got another one? You?
Toy Story.
And, oh, who's your favourite in Toy Story, though? There's so many choices. Are you a Buzz Lightyear fan? Hands up if you're a Buzz fan. Hands up if you're a Woody fan. Hands up if you're something else. Oh, really? There's other characters. You'll need to tell me after. Right. Another favourite TV or film character?
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett. That's another one. You guys are really into your Disney Plus Star Wars, aren't you? Nice. Another one. Darth Vader. Well, he doesn't quite help so much, but yeah, I can understand. Well, he's kind of that bad guy. Right. So, two more.
Wicket.
Who?
Wicket.
Who's Wicket?
He's from Star Wars.
Is he? I did not know that. Obviously, I'm out the loop, so I haven't watched enough. The last one, Daniel. Wally as well. Yeah. There's all these different characters that make a difference. And in our story today, our Bible story today, we had three characters who made a difference in the lives of others. And so we have Jesus journeying to Jerusalem, and he stops at this house of his friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And he stops there and he's treated to a very special meal. And all these characters make a positive difference both to Jesus and to the people around them. And I've got a bit of a competition for us to help reveal what this passage might teach us today. It's an anagram competition. And now an anagram is where you take one word and you use all the letters of the word and you mix it up to make other words. And the challenge is to put these other words back into the original words using just the same letters. Now, I know that your staff and officers have been putting you through the paces, your paces this past 6 months, and I thought it might be time to turn the tables on them and maybe get some of them up to challenge this for this. What do you think? Should we get some of your leaders up to do this? Yeah? Yeah? Definitely. No, definitely. So I need three brave volunteers to come and do this. So I need three of the officers. Maybe Mrs. McLeod, are you up for it? Mr. Gilmore, what about you, sir? Good job. Mr. Bailey, why not? One last time. Good man. Right, so come on out, face them. And so probably best if you just go down on the front step, because I've got an additional part to this challenge. You have to do it while jogging on the spot. Sorry for not telling you that little bit. So, Mr. Gilmore, if you take Mary, Mr. McLeod, if you take Martha, and Mr. Bailey, if you take Lazarus, okay? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop this up on screen in a moment, and it's the first one to complete the anagram, okay? You know what you're doing, right? Okay? Here we go. Whilst jogging, ideally. So just, you know, you really put you through your paces. Right, here we go. You know who you're doing. Go for it. So, seven letters. How are we doing? They all begin with W. I'll give you that clue. So start with W. Oh, there we go. Mr. Bailey was in there first. Well done. So here are the words. So Mr. Bailey was in there with witness, and then Mary was worship, and Martha was working. So we'll give our volunteers a round of applause. Well done. You can take your seats again. That little clue made all the difference, clearly. So in there. So our characters reveal these words for us today of worship, works, and witness. And we had Mary showing her worship of Jesus by pouring out that perfume over Jesus, and it would have filled the house with the smell. And she did this as a way of preparing Jesus for his death that was to come not long after that, at that first Easter weekend. But Martha, you might have just skipped it over, but Martha was also busy in the house. She was preparing a meal. She was working to serve others and prepare this banquet in honor of Jesus. And then Lazarus. Lazarus is in the story too, a positive example, because he's there telling everybody about Jesus, that Jesus raised him from the dead. And so he's saying, he's witnessing, he's telling how special Jesus is. And these characters all did it because of their love for Jesus. Their love for Jesus. And in that way, they're an example to all of us, an example that hopefully you've been learning about in your meetings this past year in the Girls and Boys Brigade. Because after all, can you remember what the greatest commandment is? We might need to help the younger ones out, but do any of us remember what the greatest commandment is? There's lots of commandments, but what's the greatest one, the top one, the first one? Can you remember? Anybody willing to try an answer? Anybody want to shout it out from congregation? Love the Lord your God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and strength. With all of you are. Love the Lord your God. That's the first command. And we can love through our worship, through our works, and through our witness. But I don't want to come up with all the answers of what that looks like, so everyone's got a part to play this morning. And so I'm going to break you into three sections, and you're going to get a chance to talk to your neighbor and say, well, what do you think that looks like in practice? So if this section can take works, okay, this section, worship, what does it look like to love Jesus through worship? It includes the balcony, by the way, so no getting out of this. And if you can take witness, okay, so witness for this block. I'll give you 40 seconds, turn to your neighbor and say, what does it look like to love Jesus through works, worship, and witness? Okay, over to you. I might have accidentally skipped too far. So, what did you come up with? We'll start here in the middle with our young people. What ideas did you come up with for worship? What could that look like, Lauren? Praying and singing, great examples. And we do that, where could we do that? We could obviously do it in church, but where else could we do that? At home, exactly, or when we're out and about. So, great idea, praying and singing, another one. Drawing a picture and putting it next to his grave. Yeah, so when we think about Jesus, we can draw pictures, and that's a way of showing worship to him, isn't it? We can bring it to here where we remember about Jesus, or maybe at home, so different things. Damn. Love, so loving him by telling him about our love, maybe when we're praying and things. Did you come up with any other ideas? Another one? Oh, you've got your heart. Yes, no, we'll come back to that. You keep hold of that one just now. Do you come up with anyone's? Do you think going along to Boys and Girls Brigade can be an example of worship? Do you think? Because worship's not just about singing and praying. It certainly is. But also about going along to Boys and Girls Brigade. That could be a sign of worship. That as you go along, that's saying, well, I'm doing this out of worship for Jesus. Very much. Could be reading the Bible, as we do. All these are different ideas about how we can show our love for Jesus through worship. Let's go to this side of the room. What did you come up with for works? What does it look like to love Jesus with our works? Anybody willing to shout out an answer?
Serving in the community.
So definitely you could get along for your litter pick this Saturday and serve in the community, and that way showing your love for Jesus in your works. Anybody else? Another idea or two? Helping with the food bank, definitely. And whether that's you down at Tesco putting your food collection in here or here at our front and rear door, you can leave your gifts for the food bank. Definitely. Another one? Christians Against Poverty. So helping out in the community, people who are in debt and coming alongside them and showing the love of Jesus in practice and showing your love for Jesus through that. Great. Thank you for some ideas. Last side, witness. What did you come up with? Coming here on a Sunday, definitely. We know it's a bit unusual. Not everybody does it nowadays. So by coming to church, you've been a witness, for sure. What else? Did you come up with anything else? Sharing about Jesus with your neighbours, with people that you know. Try to do that as naturally as we can, for sure. Any final ideas? Grand. Well, you can let me know if you come up with any final ideas. There's lots of different ways that we can show our love for Jesus through worship, works, and witness. Now, are all these things, boys and girls, easy to do? Are they? No, probably not. Some of them are really hard things to do. And I think it would have been quite a hard thing that Mary did as well. Because do you remember how expensive her perfume was? Did you pick up that in the story? How expensive was that perfume in it for her? How expensive was this perfume? Do you remember? Do you remember how expensive was it was? A year's wages. Exactly, a year's wages. What does that mean? Well, I put this into terms for us. If you base it on the Scottish living wage, that would be £21,000. Even if you use the minimum wage, it's £18,500. Can you imagine spending that much money on loving Jesus? That is incredible. But in the story, other things happened. Mary showed this love for Jesus through worship, through the perfume she used. But as she did that, people reacted around her. Do you remember what the reaction of the people around her was? What was the reaction? Why are you doing this? They were like not happy. This seemed crazy to them because they could have been using this money for the poor and different things was the argument. But they didn't really care about that. But they criticized her. They said, why are you doing this? And that was part of the cost that Mary had to pay as well. Not only the cost of the perfume, but the cost of being misunderstood, the cost of being criticized. And I reckon she would have thought that cost was worth it because of the impact it had. That to Jesus she was able to show love. And that love would ripple out to affect others, just as Martha and Lazarus's love did as well. If you think about it, Mary uses this perfume, but the smell of it would have benefited anybody who came into the house. Martha, as she prepared that great meal to honor Jesus, well, all the people who came around the house, they would have benefited too. Lazarus, as he tells about Jesus, he builds up people's faith. And so all their signs of love ripple out to impact others. You know, our love for Jesus can ripple out and impact others as well. As we love Jesus through worship and witness and works, it not only shows Jesus our love, it impacts the wider community. And today is the final Sunday when our officer in charge of the Anchor Boys, Mr. Bailey, will be officer in charge of the Anchor Boys. Because he is retiring as in that role, and for a good number of years, he has been showing his love for Jesus by serving in that way, serving through worship and witness, and works. Does anybody want to guess how long Mr. Bailey has been officer in charge? Do you want to make a guess? Pick a number. How many years? How many? 30. On the money. Hey, I'm impressed. I thought someone would maybe say 50, and I was like, well, Mr. Bailey's not that old. So, but 30, exactly on the money. And that means there are probably some of you in Anchor Boys just now whose dads Mr. Bailey had when he was a wee bit younger. And now those dads have grown up and you've come along and you're in Anchor Boys now. And so Mr. Bailey has been serving for a long time. He's been showing his love of Jesus through Anchor Boys for a long time. And so as he comes along to Anchor Boys, that is worship of Jesus. As he comes along to Anchor Boys, that is works as well. He's helping you. As he comes along to Anchor Boys, he's speaking about Jesus, and that is a witness as well. And so today we want to honor and thank Ian for his service, but also Leslie, who has been there behind the scenes supporting and making many sacrifices. I think a couple of birthdays at least, and more besides, I'm sure, having to be delayed a day or more because of Anchor Boys. And so we want to thank you both for your service. And if I could ask you to come forward, we've got a wee gift to give you. Ian, on behalf of Brighton's Parish Church and the Boys Brigade Company, our thanks for your service.
Thank you.
But it's not just Mr. Bailey who is called to show a love to Jesus. We all are. And so this little heart token, it might be small, but it's something for you just to take away and maybe put it somewhere that you'll see it each morning, or put it in a pocket or somewhere that you'll see, and you can be reminded that you're called to love Jesus through worship and works and witness. But you might have an opportunity to do something else with it, and we'll think about that in our prayer for others when we come to that.